There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Week 5 running back trade targets. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P. Joe Pizzapia. With me today is Andrew Erickson, and of course, it's you. And today, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the trade targets at running back. That's right, the buy lows, the sell highs, maybe players you should hold. We'll talk about all that, and we'll take your questions. And our guest today to talk about those running backs is Mr. YouTube himself. Ron Stewart's going to be joining us. And Ron, I'm going to press the guest right at the top here with a question at RB.
Sleepers, most traded players.
Alvin Kamara, are you buying, selling, or holding Mr. Kamara after last week?
Well, I want to say thank you guys for having me on. This does feel like sort of a mini milestone in my YouTube journey, I guess. But Alvin Kamara, for me, I had him as a buy in my trade target video last week. He's a hold for me personally. I do think once he gets healthy, he had a better workload. He was running like 65% of the routes. He was catching passes, or not catching passes, but he had like 7 targets in his last game. The Saints running back room is done at this point. Latavius Murray has been poached. He's gone at this point. Mark Ingram's banged up. I do think by the time Kamara gets healthy and he's back, Jameis might be back by then. The whole offense will click. I do think that Kamara long term, just with how ugly running back has been, I think that he will be like a top 10 running back rest of season.
I just came off the hour-long live stream on our YouTube channel, and Tara Roberts made a great point about Kamara, which was, you know, no Winston in that game last week, no Michael Thomas. It almost felt like, hey, let's get Alvin Kamara healthy and let's hope for the best in this game and then get back to the States and maybe get Kamara right. Do you feel like that entered into their decision-making last week?
I was honestly curious that, like, why they even had, you know, Michael Thomas, like, traveling with the team. Like, I couldn't imagine, like, imagine
well, everybody
going to
likes
London.
A free trip to London, Ron. I mean, come on, it's a fun place to go.
It's a fun place to be. I don't know. If I'm like Dalvin Cook with the shoulder injury, like a dislocated shoulder on like a 12-hour flight, like, can't be fun. But yeah, it did feel like sort of a get right game. Like, kind of punt it in London, see what happens. But yeah, I do think that they are on a trajectory to get healthy. And then by then, Kamara should be good.
All right. Alvin Kamara is that guy that is right now being traded the most, believe it or not, on the Sleeper app. So that's what we're looking for today. Some of the guys that are most traded at the RB position and try to find out what those values are. So, Andrew Erickson, let's talk about Alvin Kamara a little bit. Obviously, underwhelming so far. People got him at a discount in drafts this year because of the looming suspension that was there that doesn't seem to be looming anymore. But now they've had to deal with some injuries. Jameis Winston not playing either at times. It's been kind of a cluster. So let's ask this question. Who would you rather have rest of season, Alvin Kamara or Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
I think this one's pretty easy for me. I'm going to go with Alvin Kamara. go with a guy that I think honestly has less competition in his backfield. Like, yes, I get Edwards-Helaire has been the guy for the Chiefs, but it's really not been by a wide margin until this past week when we saw him finally get over 12 touches in a game. And yet the other running backs still looked good. Like Isaiah Pacheco looked good. I love stashing Pacheco on benches in case Edwards-Helaire gets hurt. And Jerick McKinnon is still involved a lot in the passing game. Whereas Kamara, when he's out there, there's no one there. It's just Mark Ingram, and he's 33 years old. So the Saints need to lean on their playmakers. What's Thomas's injury status? Don't know. Jarvis Landry doesn't look like he still has that youth on his side anymore. Chris Olave is obviously balling out. But besides that, the Saints don't have a lot of playmakers to make plays. So I think Kamara is a better running back in real life and the guy that I'd rather have in fantasy.
It's a tricky thing, though, because in terms of productivity so far this year, obviously Kamara has, you know, struggled a bit there. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is RB4 on the year in half PPR. Alvin Kamara is not even an RB1. So it's the faith in the player and the faith in the track record at this point. But it's week 4. So, Ron, I'm going to test your faith. Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Alvin Kamara, who would you rather have rest of season?
Yeah, I agree with Andrew, man. If you gave me that offer and I have Clyde like sitting on my team, you spend what, like an 8th round, 9th round pick on him and you can swap him out for a guy who is going at the 1-2 turn. And I know that that's kind of like a sunk cost fallacy in there somewhere, but Kamara, we know what he is, 20 plus point per game upside. I think that he's had under 15 points total on the year so far, Kamara. But like we said, the work will be there. Once he's back, he is going to be the focal point of the offense. They've been resorting to like Taysom Hill to get a spark here. By the time, you know, Jameis Winston's back, they're back in the States. I do think that Kamara will be a better long-term bet than Clyde.
Yeah, so far on the year in half PPR, he is RB63. I kept scrolling and scrolling trying to find him. I'll say this. If you're a team that's already in the hole, like you're an 0-4 team, I take Clyde Edwards-Helaire and just try to pull myself out of the hole. I really do. But I think the gentlemen are correct that long term, yeah, this is a great opportunity perhaps to buy low on Alvin Kamara. Let's continue to test this. Who would you rather have rest of season? This is the addition of failing running backs, or at least disappointing ones. Dalvin Cook or Alvin Kamara? I know, you know, Alvin Kamara in the PPR leagues has been very sought after in the past, Ron, but Dalvin Cook's also been that dude. The problem is the touchdowns haven't gone Dalvin Cook's way, and he's dealing with an injury too. So Cook or Kamara, who would you rather have rest of season?
I think there it's almost a coin flip, but I'll go Dalvin Cook just because he's been playing. He hasn't missed games. And at this point, he's at least been present, right? Like he's at least been putting up some points in some capacity and has looked better than Kamara. I also like the offense too with O'Connell there and Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins. They're sort of building a nice offense there. Dalvin Cook, I do think he's going to have some down weeks here where you had Alexander Mattison sort of vulture him there in the end zone. I think that split will be a little bit bigger than we want it to be during, you know, his shoulder recovery or whatever. But in a few weeks, 3-4 weeks, I do think that he is probably a better bet than Kamara, just being on a better team and I guess being more of a known commodity in 2022.
Fair enough. In 2022 is the key there. Yeah. Andrew Erickson, Dalvin Cook or Alvin Kamara for you?
Alexander Mattison caught a touchdown, 4 touches in London. Justin Jefferson had a rushing touchdown. Like Dalvin Cook, he ran bad touchdowns. Like, but that's not necessarily predictive of what's going to happen in the future because a guy scored 3 touchdowns this week doesn't mean they're going to score 3 touchdowns next. But I'm looking at the workload. Dalvin Cook had over 20 touches in London, like despite having his shoulder in a harness. Clearly, he could still play and still be effective. He didn't see a lot of work in the passing game, but we also know that Adam Thielen was dealing with some like weird ankle sprain. You know, what happens if Thielen misses time? Like, where are the targets going in this offense? Like, yes, obviously Jefferson is stepping up, but you know, Osborne's not really commanding a high target share right now. Irv Smith is not commanding a high target share right now. So I think it's still Dalvin Cook. It was Dalvin Cook for me during the draft season. It's still Dalvin Cook for me now because yeah, he hasn't scored the touchdowns yet. Like that's the key word. This is a good offense and he's going to find opportunities. He's still the bell cow back for the Minnesota Vikings. So I don't get why everyone's off of Dalvin Cook when he's still playing and he's still seeing the Lions share of touches in his backfield.
All right. Speaking of Lions touches, we've got a giveaway, an Amon-Ra St. Brown helmet autograph. Boy, what a great lead in Andrew Erickson just gave me for that. thanks to our good friends at Pristine Auction. Now, in order to get involved in this giveaway that we're doing here, make sure that you are a subscriber, of course, to the podcast. But here's what you want to do. You want to go drop a review of the show. We know that you guys are here. We see the numbers. It is incredible the amount of listens that we're getting every single week. And we know you're out there. So we're telling you right now, if you want to get this autographed helmet of Amon-Ra St. Brown, all you have to do is leave a review of the show. That's it. Do that. That is an entry right there. Go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast and leave give us a 5-star review, a little bit of nice feedback there. It's always nice to do nice things. And don't forget to, if you also go follow us on our social media platforms, of course, at Twitter, TikTok, Instagram as well. Those are all ways to enter. Go to fantasypros.com/contest to see all of the ways to get in there. Again, that's fantasypros.com/contest to get that Amon-Ra autographed helmet. Thanks to our good pals at Pristine Auction. Let's get to another running back here. Erickson, we'll start with you at this one. Oh, goodness gracious. Najee Harris. It's been a tough ride, especially for those who had to watch Kenny Pickett rush in a touchdown at the goal line. That's certainly not what people were looking to see.
Two rushing.
Two. My apologies to Kenny Pickett. You're right. I forgot. So let's talk about Najee Harris for a second here. Are you somebody who is buying, selling, or holding Najee right now?
Bye, Najee. I'm out.
Like, bye as in waving goodbye? See, as on in, YouTube, yes. You're waving goodbye, but I don't want to confuse the people who are just listening.
Correct. I am waving goodbye to Najee Harris. He is a sell for me. Look, he saw an 82% opportunity share in week 4 and had 0 targets. He had 0 targets the entire game. And this is not something that's new with his new role in this offense this year. Like, last year, it was Big Ben check down city for Najee Harris, is getting all the receiving work, running all the routes in the backfield. No longer the case. Like, when he's coming off the field, it's usually on passing downs, usually having Jalen Warren kind of sprinkle in here and there. He's still getting carries, but it's carries in between the 20s. Now you have concern. Okay, now is he going to see more loss of rushing touchdown equity in this offense if Kenny Pickett's a little bit more mobile and more willing to call his own number and take off and run? Look at some of these matchups. Bills, Bucks, Dolphins, Eagles, Bengals, Saints. Are the Steelers going to be winning any of these games? So if they're behind in all these games, where's Najee's fantasy value? It's gone. Like, he doesn't have any. So I am trying to get out from Najee. I think that he still has enough attached to his draft capital where you drafted him in the first round that you can flip him for some of these running backs that you got later, that have kind of performed above expectation, like a Josh Jacobs type of player. Like, Jacobs has been really good, and he's been the bell cow for the Raiders, whereas Najee Harris, I just don't see the appeal with holding on to him now, especially with the receiving game. Like, that's such a major red flag that he got 0 targets in week 4. So I'm trying to sell Najee Harris.
Well, it's interesting too. He is right now RB25. And I think there's this feeling out there in the ether that maybe he is going to be, you know, better served by Kenny Pickett. And that's still possible, but Andrew does not think that is the case. So you mentioned Josh Jacobs. That's a good one. Let's see if I could throw some other ones, because people are going to start lowballing all kinds of stuff at you for Najee Harris. Melvin Gordon III, Ron Stewart, or Najee Harris, who would you rather have now that looks like the backfield could certainly be Melvin Gordon's in Denver for at least the foreseeable future and the present?
That one, you'll never see me cape up for Najee Harris. And what Andrew said, I 100%, I think you made some great points there. I'll also throw out a stat for you guys. Last year in 2021, Najee Harris never went under 3 targets in a single game. He has gone under that twice in 2021. Mm. I still, as much as I'm not loving the Najee Harris experience, Melvin Gordon, I think, is a bridge too far with Najee, where,
because, you know, that offer is going to be floated. Somebody's going to be like, oh yeah, try real low to buy and stuff like that. So you'd rather be on the Najee side of that deal.
Yeah. For me, it just seems like Melvin Gordon, I'm not sure, going into the year, he was pretty much viewed as like the handcuff for Javonte, right? Javonte goes down, Melvin Gordon, it's wheels up, the same way it would be for like Tony Pollard with Zeke. But Mike Boone, as much as like I thought he was done. I thought we were done with Mike Boone after the Vikings experience. But he's been working on passing downs before the Javonte injury. He's pretty much just going to be the pass catching guy. And then you have Melvin Gordon now splitting between the tackles work with Latavius Murray. I think it's pretty clear that these fumbles, coaches don't love fumbles. Like, I'm not sure that he has the trust at this point to even flirt with a Najee workload. So as much as I don't love Najee, I think I would poke around somewhere else.
All right. Do I dare even ask you, Andrew Erickson? I assume you still the Najee side of this one, or maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, I almost want to have the guy that I can trade for again. Like, whoever the market views is the most, like, the most highest
priced asset
name. Yeah, is the guy, sure, I want to move on from. So yeah, I would probably say if I can get more for Najee after trading Melvin Gordon to get Najee, then that's what I'll probably try to do.
All right. How about let's see if I can add a couple players for you. Najee Harris or Miles Sanders plus Chris Olave. I'm giving you two players here for Najee Harris. Does that get it done, Andrew Erickson?
100%. Like, honestly, if it was just even Chris Olave by himself, I would even consider
really?
That. So the fact
you're
that
there? I can't believe you're there already.
Olave
I don't know.
Is a rookie wide receiver that's been leading his team in targets the last 3 weeks. Like, what else could we have asked for him to do? Like, different quarterbacks, doesn't matter. Different matchups, doesn't matter. He continues to produce.
You like brunch. He could have taken me to brunch. That would
so,
have been nice.
The fact that I get Olave and then get Miles Sanders, who has been really productive as long as he stays healthy. Yeah, like give me the Sanders Olave side.
All right. Olave and Miles Sanders or Najee Harris. Ron, where would you rather be?
I actually like the Miles Sanders Olave side. I think Sanders will give you pretty much like I don't think that his production rest of season versus Najee is going to be all that far off. And then you get a free roll on a rookie wide receiver where we've seen like Amon-Ra St. Brown last year. We see rookie wide receivers all the time kind of be the guys you needed to have in the playoffs. So sort of getting access to that upside, especially when like bye weeks are coming and you need flex fill-ins and everything. I do think that sort of splitting Najee up into two there, while I don't really love, you know, sort of downgrading in from a one for two, I think that that is where it would make sense for me.
Buy low, sell high.
Let's move on to some of the favorite targets for buy low and sell high. Let's talk about the buy low guys first. Ron, you're the guest. Who is your favorite buy low RB for week five?
Now, he's not quite a buy low, right? Like he didn't suck this past week, but we have Brees Hall here because he's been just quiet enough, right? He's just put up like 15 PPR points here and there. He's in that 10 to 15 range every week. Only the RB17 at this point. If somebody has him on their team, they know that he's doing well, but they might not know exactly what they have on their hands, right? Where Brees Hall, he's been out-snapping, out-touching Michael Carter back-to-back games at this point. He has this pass-catching role, which is crazy because we thought Carter was going to be the pass catcher. Brees Hall would be the between-the-tackles guy, right? Out of Iowa State, two 1,400-yard rushing seasons. He comes out here. He had 8 of 12 third-down snaps. He had 7 of 15 two-minute drill snaps, and he leads the NFL right now in receiving expected points per game with like 10.7. He has almost an Austin Eckler role right now where he has 10.7 expected points per game through the air, 5.5 through the ground. 5.5 on the ground is like 38th in the NFL. So Brees Hall, the guy that was a between the tackles grinder in college, he has the hard part. He has the receiving work. It's already there. He's going to get leaned on in the run game. And then we have, once that role unlocks, he's going to be in play for like 18, 20 points per game. And then we have that playoff schedule of Detroit, Jacksonville, Seattle, last three games where Brees Hall might be the guy who wins people millions of dollars in like the DFS places, the playoff tournament stuff. I do love Brees Hall right now before he pops off sometime soon.
All great points. And I'm glad that you said Brees Hall today so that Andrew Erickson couldn't, because that's pretty much the guy he puts in every single week. So if you're not listening to Andrew, please listen to Ron. Listen to reason. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Fanimal. I love live events, but I hate buying tickets. The hidden fees suck. It's the worst. It's like paying for an invisible person to go with you to the event who's not even there. I can't stand it. It's a nightmare. But then I discovered Fanimal. Fanimal has tickets to everything. Concerts, festivals, baseball, basketball, and of course, the NFL. And there are no fees. That's right, you heard me. No fees. The price you see is the price you pay. And you heard it here first. Fanimal is the cheapest place on the internet to find NFL tickets. We've all experienced how painful it is coordinating going to events with family, and I always end up fronting a bunch of money and then chasing down the friends and family to get reimbursed. And if someone drops out, you're stuck with the whole bill. That's even worse than that. But Fanimal's patent group purchase makes it easy to split payments with your friends, so nobody's left holding the bag and you don't have to commit until your friends do. Group purchase isn't yet enabled for NFL tickets, but it will be soon. In the meantime, check out what's going on at Fanimal today. Oh yeah, Fanimal also has amazing customer service too. Don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of five-star reviews online. And the next time you need tickets, go to Fanimal.com or download the Fanimal app and use the promo code FANIMALPROS, that's one word, FANIMALPROS, for $25 off your first purchase. That's Fanimal, FANIMAL.com, promo code FANIMALPROS, and check out Fanimal and experience more when it comes to getting your tickets. And now, back to the action. Andrew Erickson, who's your favorite buy low RB for week 5?
I'm going to go with James Robinson for the Jacksonville Jaguars because he basically had his first bad game of the year. He had 3 top 10 finishes to start, and now he bombed. The Jacksonville Jaguars offense wasn't great in week 4. They struggled in the rain against a tough Eagles defense, but I don't think you just overlook the fact of what he did during the first 3 weeks of the year, like an RB1. And people may be, I should have sold high on Robinson when I had the chance, or maybe I can still get rid of him. You know, it's all a mirage. Like, he's not an RB. It's like, guys, he's been an RB1 for 2 seasons already. Like, it was one bad game that he had against a tough matchup against the Eagles. So I'm not going to really look at the usage and be like, oh, well, this is why, because he split carries with ETN. ETN, I think, actually played more snaps. And Jamal Agnew had this like very weird usage and just like got a lot of the opportunities in the offense with Zay Jones out. So I think they're going to get back to running the football because they are playing a horrible defense in week 5. Chicago Bears. Like, I just think that this is such a great matchup for him, allowing the most rushing yards per game this season that he's going up against. So I think it's a great spot for James Robinson to bounce back. He has 6 carries inside the 10-yard line, and that's tied for the most of any running back that hasn't converted one for a touchdown yet this season in the red zone. So he's got touchdown positive, touchdown regression. Expect Jacksonville to bounce back. So James Robinson's a buy for me.
All right, who's your sell then, Andrew Erickson? If you are buying Robinson, who are you selling this week?
Look, I tried to take advantage of touchdown production, and that's, I think, the biggest indicator of boom performances and how to sell players, because that's what looks great. That's what scores a lot of fantasy points. But touchdowns are predictive, descriptive, not necessarily predictive, especially when it comes to a guy like Austin Eckler, who has as many carries inside the 10-yard line as the combination of Sony Michel and Joshua Kelly this year. He had 3 more carries than Joshua Kelly and Sony Michel this year. And I think the thing that we're just overlooking with Eckler is that it's not one guy that's kind of eating into his snaps. It's these 2 guys. So we can't use Michel or Joshua Kelly in any form because there's 2 of them. But if they combine into 1 running back, okay, that guy would have like some weird like flex appeal. And I think that's keeping people high on Eckler, despite the fact that these other guys are eating into his workload every single week. He has not seen more than a 60% snap share at all this season. He rushed for 60 yards on 13 carries against the Texans. They have the league's worst run defense. We got just over 60 yards from Austin Eckler. I'm telling you right now, the Chargers can't run the football. Like, their offensive line, patchwork. Eckler ranks 5th worst in the NFL in rushing EPA this year. They're not going to be able to run the ball effectively. They could barely do it against the league's worst defense against the run in the Houston Texans. You're getting Keenan Allen back potentially. That's not going to help Eckler's target share in this offense. Now, this isn't a case, oh, you just dump off Eckler for nothing, because he still has value, obviously. He still can score touchdowns, he catches passes, but I don't think that you could get, I just don't view him as like a top 5 running back rest of season. I don't view him in that category, and I think that off of this massive game, you can get straight up studs like Jamar Chase. I like Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, Devontae Adams, some of these wide receivers that are coming off bad games or just not top games when I can sell a running back, because I think right now you want to be selling running backs. Like, we see guys get hurt all the time and buying these elite wide receivers. I mean, Jamar Chase, do you think Jamar Chase is going to be outproduced by T. Higgins all year long? No, that's not going to happen. So if I can flip Eckler for Chase, oh God, sign me up for that.
Ron, who can you, we sign you up for to get rid of at running back this week?
I have Miles Sanders, and he had a day on Sunday, 27 carries, 134 yards, 2 touchdowns, 29.6 points. He's the RB9 on the year, but he kind of had the perfect storm happen here, or like kind of literally storm. It's a rain game, no Boston Scott. 20 plus carries for Miles Sanders, that's not going to happen very often. 27 carries in a single game is tied for the most carries in a single game he's ever had dating back to college, when he had 27 carries versus Rutgers in 2018. He is not somebody that is going to amass this big workload. He only has 4 games over 20 carries in 44 NFL games at this point. So the issue for me with Miles Sanders is I don't think that workload is sustainable, right? Where we're seeing usage here, but you're not going to see in this offense. I want to say that they were like 7th or 8th in pass rate over expected through 3 weeks. They want to pass the ball here. It was a weird spot where they ran it. And like I said, if he can't have a role where he's almost maybe not Nick Chubb, but like Derrick Henry, guys that just have like, or Derrick Henry, not now, but guys who just have straight up between the tackles work. I don't think that there's a ceiling there, because through the air, he still only had 3 targets, 2 catches, 22 yards. He has 8 catches for 35 yards on the entire year at this point. So if the receiving work isn't going to grow, I don't think you can kind of take this 20 plus carry game and sort of project it forward. So it's a blip on the radar. I don't know that anyone's going to like sort of fall over themselves to get Miles Sanders off of you. But if it takes his value from what was once like a fringe RB2 to somebody who's now like a fringe RB1 off of like a big game, then I think there you can sort of cash out, get a more like high upside running back like a Breece Hall, a J.K. Dobbins. I also like, past those Jamar Chase type wide receivers, I like Metcalf, Hollywood Brown, Godwin, those guys in that area, if I could pivot off of Miles Sanders and I already have fine running back depth.
Let's dig into the listener mailbag.
All right, let's do a little lightning round here with your questions right from our Discord. Again, fantasypros.com/chat. It's free to join. And of course, if you are a premium member, you get access to our touchdown call contest. You get access to stages, AMAs, and a whole bunch of other channels. So let's go through these as quickly as possible, and then we'll head out of here today. Let's go to Schwartz with 2 Z's. With Javonte situation, how do you see the Denver backfield playing out rest of the season? 50-50 split between Gordon and Boone. Ron, how do you think this situation is going to pan out in Denver here? Now you add Murray into this equation as well.
I think it's going to be pretty ugly for fantasy. Sadly, like, this offense has been rough. Russell Wilson hasn't been able to really like get this offense to where we want it to be. And then on top of that, we have like a three-headed monster of Mike Boone, Latavius Murray, and Melvin Gordon now. And that would have been interesting like a month ago, but now Melvin Gordon, coaches hate fumbles. Like, I won't hold it against him as a person. I still think he's probably a great guy, Melvin Gordon, but I mean, you can see him on the sideline, like visibly, like just down in the dumps. Like, I'm fumbling, bro. Like, I'm a veteran. I can't be doing this. So it feels like the coaches don't really trust him, which is probably why they brought in a Latavius Murray. So the way I see it breaking down, Boone pass catching role, 2-minute drill, third down stuff, he'll be getting the targets. If they want someone to stay in and pass block, maybe not. Maybe they'd bring in a Gordon or somebody. And then you're probably just getting Gordon, Latavius Murray fighting for between the 20s carries, some goal line looks. It's going to be tough. I do think we'll have more information once we see a game of how it splits, but I don't think, like, I don't think I'll have Melvin Gordon as like a top 24 guy this week, or maybe he'll flirt with it. Maybe.
All right, let's continue the three and out here. Two more questions. Vodzilla, what kind of RB haul do you think you'll be able to acquire for Josh Jacobs and CD Lamb package? Erickson, what would be the name you would target in that package? Jacobs and Lamb for who?
I mean, I want a top tier guy. Like, I need like a top 12 running back if I'm trading away Josh Jacobs, who's been RB1, and CD Lamb, who's getting Dak back. Like, CD Lamb was a fringe first round pick. So, I mean, I don't know if it's too much that, but I'm looking in like the McCaffrey range. Like, that's what I expect for this, giving up these two guys, or else I'm not dealing.
Okay. Last one here from Jet. Kyler and Lockett. So Kyler Murray and Lockett for Kirk, Edmonds, and Boyd. Is this a fair trade? What do you think of this one, Ron? You like, what side do you prefer?
Man, these are the type of ones where you got to pull out. You got to get a pen and paper for. They are.
You're getting like Kirk, who's been very good. Edmonds and Boyd are really tough to start. Or do you take Lockett, who's just fine, and Kyler Murray, who, you know, say what you will, fantasy points are fantasy points, and he's getting Hopkins back.
I think I'd probably just go Lockett side. Kyler is better than the quarterback. And then Edmonds and Boyd have been, I mean, Boyd had the one good week, but neither of them have been really like guys you're comfortable starting. Lockett, you can flex pretty much right away, and you're getting a set and forget quarterback on top of that. So I'll take Kyler's side.
All right. He is Ron Stewart. Go check out his YouTube channel, Just Talking Ball. It's right there. It's fantastic. You can also follow him on the Twitter machine as well, over at @RonStewart_. Ron, thanks so much for hanging out with us today and talking RBs to trade and to trade away and trade for, of course. And don't forget, we're giving away that Amon-Ra St. Brown helmet also from Pristine Auction. Go to fantasypros.com/contest to get involved with that. I'd like to thank the sponsor of today's show, Fanimal. Next time you need tickets, go to Fanimal.com or download the Fanimal app and use the promo code FANIMALPROS. That's Fanimal Pros for $25 off your first purchase. That's FANIMAL.com. Promo code Fanimal Pros. Check out Fanimal and experience more when you're looking for your tickets today. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Andrew Erickson and Ron Stewart, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.